strabismus, squint. Moving of the eyes in all possible directions, which determines the observation of moving objects in the widely understood perception field, depends on the proper functioning of the external eye muscles. In the proper conditions, both eyeballs are set parallel and under the so-called process of fusion. Of the two retinal images in the primary visual area, one image is created that has the features of stereopsis, i.e. stereoscopic perception of solids. The fusion process occurs in the primary visual area and consists in superimposing and merging of the two retinal images, from the right and left eye, into one stereoscopic perception. The squint is an incorrect setting of both eyeballs. This is due to the imbalance of muscles with the abnormal retinal correspondence or loss of binocular vision. The squint may give rise to the amblyopia, lazy eye, the impaired visual ability of one eye. According to the direction, we can identify the following types of a squint. Convergent, strabismus convergens esotropia. Divergent, strabismus divergens exotropia. Upward, strabismus circumvergens hypertropia. Downward, strabismus deorsumvergens hypotropia. Crossed, strabismus obliquus. In most cases, the internal rectus muscle is excessively tensed, which causes the eye to turn too much to the inside. Such is the cause of almost 50% of cases of squint. Eye deviation may be smaller and almost invisible or so strong that the pupil nearly disappears in the eye corner. Since the deviation of the axle of the eye leads to a double vision, the brain suppresses the image of the squinting eye and weak sight occurs, lazy eye. Therefore, squinting always comes with a poorer vision in the eye. Causes of a squint. Can develop to healthy eyes with no visible cause. Eyes defects that deteriorate the vision of one of the eyes. In relation to the changes that do not allow the binocular vision, like the cataract. In relation to the changes in the retina that do not allow the correct perception of visual sensations. The easiest to recover from is the so-called hidden strabismus that manifests itself only when seeing with one eye, since with the binocular vision the sight converges and the squint does not occur. The treatment methods described here are mostly exercises for converging the vision and correcting the defect between the eyes. Strabismus is frequent among children, but can also affect the adults. Its causes have been unknown. In most cases, the treatment begins not earlier than when the unclear vision is identified. The squint itself can be corrected with the prism glasses that align the divergence or by surgery. However, these methods often fail and lead to an even greater frustration of the users. Fortunately, the natural vision practice shows the rate of positive results of above 90%, so much higher than all other methods of optical and medical treatment. Children respond to the vision practice very quickly so that in most cases, they just need to perform daily exercises for several weeks.